This is Rhema for today.
Well, now, he wasn't talking about the new covenant being finished because it wasn't finished. He wasn't talking about the plan of salvation being finished because it wasn't finished. It wasn't finished until he was raised from the dead and entered into the heavenly holies of holies with his blood to obtain an eternal redemption for us. But when Jesus said it is finished, he's talking about the old covenant being finished.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, the Holy Spirit series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
See, tongues is not for preaching and for teaching. We know that. But I wanted to point out to you that this letter, when he said, "What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you?" When he wrote and said, "Ye are the temple of the living God," as God has said, "I'll dwell in them, I'll walk in them, I'll be their God, they'll be my people." He wasn't writing, and you can't just apply that to any church. He wrote that to the church at Corinth, who had not only been born again, but had been filled with the Holy Spirit and spoken with other tongues. Now, it is certainly true that the born-again, Spirit-filled believer, I maintain, has in him, praise God, ready on tap, ready for use, all the power and all anything else he'll ever need to put him over.
Praise the Lord.
Because, you see, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Now notice that Jesus said, back again to John 14:16, "I will pray the Father, and he, the Father, will give you another comforter, that he, the other comforter, may abide with you forever." And so then John writes a letter to believers, and he said, "Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world." Hallelujah. And here in this text, in 2 Corinthians 6:16, he said, "For ye are the temple of the living God." As God has said, "I will dwell in them." Now, I like the Amplified translation on this verse. God said, "I'll dwell in and with and among them. And I'll walk in and with and among them. And I'll be their God. They'll be my people." Praise God. God in the person of the Holy Ghost lives in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This 16th verse of the 3rd chapter, 1 Corinthians, said, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? For the Spirit of God dwelleth in you." Now again, I like the Amplified translation on this verse. "Know ye not," he said, "that you, the whole church at Corinth, our God's dwelling place, our temple, and also you individually." Hallelujah. "For the Spirit of God makes his home in you." Hallelujah. Now then, back in the Old Testament, no one had, in the same sense, the Holy Ghost living in them. In the Old Covenant, the Holy Ghost would come upon them to anoint them to stand in certain offices and minister in certain places. The priest would be anointed by the Spirit, the king would be anointed by the Spirit, and the prophet would be anointed by the Spirit to function in their place. But what we would call just the laity or the lay member, you see, he had no real presence of God in him at all. Not only in him, but with him as an individual. The presence of God was kept shut up in the holies of holies. And every male from throughout Israel had to present himself at least once a year before the Lord. And you remember that the woman at the well of Samaria said to Jesus, Now our forefathers worshiped God in these mountains, or this mountain, that the Jews say you have to worship God in Jerusalem. Jesus said the time has come, and now is, that they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
And so when Jesus died on the cross, you remember just before he died, he said, it's finished. It is finished. Well, now he wasn't talking about the new covenant being finished, because it wasn't finished. He wasn't talking about the plan of salvation being finished, because it wasn't finished. It wasn't finished until he was raised from the dead and entered into the heavenly holies of holies with his blood to obtain an eternal redemption for us. But when Jesus said it is finished, he's talking about the old covenant being finished. Because when he died, the curtain that curtained off the holiest of holies was rent in twain, the Bible said, from top to bottom.
Amen.
Now Flavius Josephus, the Jewish historian, said that this holiest of holies was curtained off with a curtain that was 40 feet wide, 20 feet high, and 4 inches thick. And 20 feet up there in the air, praise God, an angel. It's significant the way it said, because it said it was rent. That just simply means it's torn in two from top to bottom. Up there 20 feet in the air, an unseen being, an angel no doubt, just ripped that thing apart.
Praise.
Amen.
God moved out.
Praise.
God moved out. You see, the presence of God, the Jews would call it the Shekinah glory. The presence of God moved out. You know, there in that holiest of holies, no one but the high priest could approach unto that presence. And he only under great precaution. And if anyone else intruded into that place, they fell dead instantly. But bless God, God moved out of that place. And he no longer dwells in earth made holy of holies.
Amen.
But under the new covenant, our bodies have become the temples of God. And the presence of God. See, the presence of God that Israel had with them, not in them, but with them, in the person of this presence in the holiest of holies, that presence lives in each one of us.
Praise.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you, that's shouting ground, isn't it?
Amen.
Now you see, they had God with them back there then. God was with them. They had God for them. Thank God we've got God with us and we've got God for us, but we've got a better covenant established upon better promises.
Amen.
We not only have God with us and God in us or for us, but we have God with us or in us.
Amen.
All three of them.
Hallelujah.
All three of them. And I like this 16th verse particularly of 2 Corinthians that says, for ye, now he's talking to the church at Corinth as a group of people. Ye are the temple of the living God. Now, as we've already said, Paul stated over here in 1 Corinthians 3:16, writing to the church at Corinth, know ye not that ye, the whole church at Corinth, are the temple of God? And also you individually. You see, the whole body of Christ is indwelt by his presence. The spiritual body. Now then, you see, there's just something about it. If a person's a Christian walking in fellowship, you can tell it. I don't care what church you're a member of. Now, if we're just religious-minded, and we've just got religion in our minds and in our heads, we won't be able to tell it. But if we've really been born again, I don't care. I'm not talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost now. I'm just talking about the new birth. If we've really been born again, if we're really children of God, we're in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And this presence of God lives in this body.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, we were in a Living Faith conference back in October.
Yes.
In Missouri, and we just got a testimony, and it's an awesome testimony. I just want to read it to you. This testimony is from Vicki, which was a guest at our conference, and this is what she said. I attended the Living Faith conference at Faith Christian Family Church in Warrington, Missouri. I so enjoyed the messages from both of you. I made every meeting. Your preaching was stellar. It filled my heart and resonated with me. Friday evening, I was healed. The first sign was not even on my radar. I had surgery on my right arm 25 years ago. I lost use of this arm, being able to raise it above my head. The surgery was not exactly successful, so I always locked my right elbow to my side in order to raise my right hand. I didn't think about it anymore. The first sign of healing was my right arm raised up completely over my head. Wow, she says. When you placed your hand on my head, I felt a sensation. I felt power shooting from your fingertips, but also some discomfort. I had a headache for about 2 minutes and then it cleared. I have suffered from brain fog and fatigue since I had COVID. I now feel clear-headed. I've had chronic autoimmune issues since age 38. I'm 65. Part of these are Crohn's disease and autoimmune arthritis, especially in my hips, among other issues. During the conference, I had severe hip pain and weakness. I had to use my cane to walk. After the healing, I felt pain-free and steady. I didn't need my cane to walk. Hooray! I know that God is continuing to heal me every minute of the day. And I purchased your book, How to Keep Your Healing. I'm ready to stand against the evil one. I'm strong in my faith, although I have a lot to learn. I love my Bible. God is good. Thank you for sharing your healing and knowledge with me, Vicki.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, The Holy Spirit Series. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.